ओम अज्ञानति मिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो यस, एज इट हैज बीन अनाउंस्ड जस्ट नाउ, दिस क्लास इज मेनली फॉर द यूथ। Many of you youngsters have come to the program, and I thought that I would have a special session with all of you. Recently, we also started one online program. In internet, we are just giving a conference session. And it is designed or timed in such a way that devotees from all over the world can actually participate. And in Indian time, it is 7:30. 7:30 in India. Actually, Australia becomes a little late. But still, they are participating. 7:30 in India means 10 o'clock in Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong. And for Australia it becomes a little late, it becomes 12:30 at night. But in America, Europe, it is convenient. America and East Coast, it is 10 o'clock in the morning. Europe, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And anyway, how many of you are participating in that conference call? Very good, very good. So, was I too heavy in the session, in those calls? Yes, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Sometimes to wake up, you have to shout, otherwise you will continue to sleep. The point that I generally try to make that it was actually an appeal to all of you. Did any of the girls also participate in that? No, not as yet. Okay. So, as I said, it was actually an appeal in the sense, you see, Krishna consciousness needs to spread. And when we see how Srila Prabhupada made Krishna consciousness spread all over the world, it was the youth of America that came forward. Prabhupada was the only person who was above 30 or maybe even above 25. Otherwise, everyone was below 25. These boys and girls went to different corners of the world and preached Krishna consciousness. They were young, and that's why they could take that kind of a risk and challenge to go to different corners of the world. Srila Prabhupada was the only... Generally, at old age, people become complacent. Complacent, meaning ease-loving, comfort-loving. They don't really want to go out of their way to do things, take risk, become too active, stressful. That's the natural thing about the old age. Because the old age, the vitality diminishes, energy diminishes. And they're not able to do very much at that time. So, Srila Prabhupada is the only one who could actually do something like that. That's the unique disposition of Srila Prabhupada. At the age of 79, he leaves India to go to the West in total uncertainty, from a situation which was extremely desirable. He was in Vrindavan. He had his own setup, he had a nice setup in Vrindavan, like two rooms in a kind of a small little house with a kitchen next to Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. I mean, that's the ideal place for somebody some devotee who is accepting a retired life. That was what Srila Prabhupada had at that time. But Prabhupada left that and went to America in total uncertainty. Srila Prabhupada only could do that because Prabhupada was not an old man. In his heart, Prabhupada was a young man. He was always a young man. That's why he could deal so nicely with the young American boys and girls. Prabhupada just became their friend. They didn't see Prabhupada as an old man. They saw Prabhupada as just one of them who came to take care of them and who he was taking care of. And if at all they saw Prabhupada as an old man, they saw Prabhupada like a grandfather. The grandfather and grandchildren have a very nice relationship because both are young. So that is how a kind of a relationship that Srila Prabhupada developed with the young boys and girls in America. So that is the unique thing. Like after Prabhupada, others also went from Gauriya background, Gauriya Vaishnava background. But what they did is they just got the remnants of Srila Prabhupada. If they went and started the thing, they couldn't have done that. Because they didn't have that ability to deal with the youth as if he is one of them. So that is the unique characteristic of Srila Prabhupada. Anybody who knew Srila Prabhupada saw that. He would treat them not as young children. Prabhupada used to treat them just as a friend. And even later on, they were Prabhupada disciples. But Prabhupada would treat them like... sometimes Prabhupada would have a very heavy meeting. A deep meeting dealing with some important topic. with the GBC members. And after they left, Prabhupada asked me what I thought of it. I mean, he cared. I was just a new devotee. But I had the good fortune of being close to Srila Prabhupada. And he would ask me, and I used to naturally feel very embarrassed. I used to say, Prabhupada, I don't know what to say. I mean, whatever you have to, you decide, that's the... And in this way, I can see, like, so many times Prabhupada actually discussed some very, very important topics with me. Like, as I mentioned, Prabhupada told me that the 50% of the work that is not done as yet is to establish Varnashram. It was like in the middle of the night at about 1 o'clock in the morning. I used to be with Srila Prabhupada from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock at night. One of us always had to be with Srila Prabhupada. And one such night, Srila Prabhupada couldn't sleep. And he was lamenting, there is so much to do and I'm so sick, can't do anything. So I tried to pacify Srila Prabhupada, saying, Prabhupada, what you've done is inconceivable. No one has ever achieved what you have achieved. So now you should relax. And Prabhupada, at that time Prabhupada said, no, what I have done is just 50%. The other 50% is to establish Varnashram. Not that everybody will become a devotee. Those who won't become devotees, for them we need Varnashram. Next morning, of course, I told Tomal Krishna Maharaj about that. And Tomal Krishna Maharaj wrote that in his diary. Last night, Prabhupada told Bhakti Charu Maharaj that what he has done is 50% and the other 50% is to establish Varnashram. In this way, I had some very, very sweet, intimate relationships with Srila Prabhupada in those nights. Another night, I was attending Srila Prabhupada. Often Srila Prabhupada couldn't sleep at night. Often Srila Prabhupada used to actually translate at night. Sometimes he couldn't even translate, or he was not translating. So he was, after translating, he was a little tired and he was just not sleeping. And in one such night, it was in Prabhupada's quarters in Vrindavan at the back of his upper room. There's a roof top kind of. And Prabhupada used to sleep outside in summertime. And he used to sleep out. And so I was massaging Srila Prabhupada from his back. Prabhupada was sitting up and I was massaging. And then I noticed from the guest house windows, some devotees are looking at Srila Prabhupada. And those devotees may have come from America or Europe or Australia. And I was thinking that they came all the way from America or Australia, far off lands, but they're hardly having any association of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada those days was hardly meeting anybody or giving darshan. Only at times groups used to come, devotees used to come in a group to chant in Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada was not giving any darshan as such. So these devotees were looking out of their room in the guest house, just adjacent to Srila Prabhupada's quarters. And I was thinking, I was so fortunate that all these devotees have come all the way from distant places and I have the good fortune of serving Srila Prabhupada personally in this way. And at that time I felt that why I was not here, why I was not with Srila Prabhupada when he was alone in America, when there was nobody with Srila Prabhupada. Now Prabhupada has about 10,000 followers, and they're dying to render service unto him. And what is the use of me for Srila Prabhupada? But it was my sheer good fortune that I had the opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada in this way. Then I just told Srila Prabhupada, "Srila Prabhupada, I wish I was with you when you are alone in America." Prabhupada was silent for a short while. But then he said, "I was never alone. Krishna was always with me." And it just made me feel so small. I started to think, who do I think I am? Who is this personality whom Krishna is actually taking care of? Who are we to take care of him? It is just he, out of his causeless mercy, giving us the opportunity to serve him, to be near him. It came in such a sweet realization about Srila Prabhupada's position. I was never alone. Prabhupada was never alone. Krishna was always with Srila Prabhupada. So, this way we can see what an unique spiritual personality Srila Prabhupada is. Now, he left a very important message, very important assignment actually, that to continue the mission. The mission is establish Krishna consciousness all over the world. Establish Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada spread it throughout the world. When he was here, he practically established the movement in all the important countries, in all the major cities. But the mission is of taking it to every town and village. We have to take it to every town and village. So who will do that? Has somebody got to do that? Or will it happen just like that? Yes, we have to do that. We have to do that. And who are going to do that? The youth have to do that. We see in last, say, 40 years, 42 years after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, youth involvement has been minimal. Not many youth actually got involved in Krishna consciousness. Just a handful of young devotees joined the movement. Most of the devotee children, those who were born in Krishna consciousness, they did not take to Krishna consciousness, most of them. But recently, in last few years, at least last two decades, we are seeing, one or two decades, that the youth are becoming involved. Wherever the preaching goes on, youth join. In Mumbai, they had been preaching in IIT. And the result is so many wonderful devotees joined, especially in Chopati temple, because they preached. in the IIT and other institutions in Bombay. Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, Gauranga Prabhu, they all came from that preaching. And then they started to preach. And then Radhesham Prabhu started a program. It was actually an eye-opener. And Bhakti Prem Maharaj was telling me that he was there with Radhesham Prabhu when they started. Actually, it all started in IIT Kharagpur. They used to go from Calcutta to preach, and they responded. And then, you see, like, things happen out of necessity. IIT students have to be in the IIT hostel facility. But staying in a hostel to be involved was becoming difficult. So what they did, they got a place just next to the IIT. And all these boys, IIT boys, those who became inspired by Krishna consciousness, although they had their facility to stay in it's a part of their curriculum that they have to stay in the university hostel. So they paid for the university hostel, but they started to stay in ISKCON facility. And why they did that? Because there they can practice Krishna consciousness, get up in the morning, attend Mangalarati, chant their rounds, attend class, take prasad, then go to the college. And this is how the base program started, which Radhesham Prabhu actually masterminded. And we saw in so many areas, devotees are joining. Then when we came to Ujjain, Bhakti Prem Maharaj started this program also in Indore and Bhopal, and other devotees also helped, like Krishnarchan was very much involved at that time in that program, and so they're going out and preaching. And as a result of that, so many of you joined from Bhopal. Then came, they started to have the base in Indore. And also some smaller bases also came up in Jabalpur and other areas. And how many of you have come from this base program? There you are. And so, yeah, how did it all happen? I don't have to repeat to you. There is a Bengali saying, Mar kache mamar barir golpo shonan, telling the mother the affairs of the maternal uncle's house. And in English, there is an expression to sing to the choir. The choir sings the religious songs, to sing to the choir. So anyway, so the point is, you all are the product of that, so there is no need to tell you. But still, I am just reiterating it, just reminding those who are not from that background, or reminding you all also, what actually happened. Devotees went, spoke to you about Krishna consciousness, you became interested, you became vegetarian, you started to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and you found that this Krishna consciousness is an important involvement. So as a result of that, when the opportunity came, look, you can stay with us. We started our hostel. Right? The base means our hostel. And there, what do? Get up in the morning, chant your rounds, attend Guru Puja and morning program, take prasad, then go to your class. Right? That's how your routine became. And at that time, actually, I had some concern, because such program, the whole morning actually goes in Krishna conscious activity. So where is the time to study? So I used to be concerned, where is the time to study? And therefore I used to remind them, remind you all, many of you, don't neglect your studies. Because if you neglect your studies, and if your result is not good, then your parents will become disappointed, and ISKCON will get the blame. Then when the result came out, they came and told me the result. They did much better than before. So I asked them, how did you do that? Your whole morning went in Krishna conscious activities. Where did you have the time to study? And their reply was, the evenings that you used to squander in frivolous activities, now we are using the evening to study. And also they admitted, because they have become involved in Krishna consciousness, their attention has improved, their memory has improved, their all these abilities have developed. And sometimes they told that even they are surprised that they got such result. And so see, the commitment has been there. And also I also made one condition, that before, one could not join right after finishing the studies. One has to work out for 2 years. And so they went out, did work for 2 years or 3 years, and I noticed that they were just waiting when this 2 year period will be over and they will be able to join the temple. And so and some of them didn't even want to do that. One group from Pune, they didn't want to take up a job outside. So what they wanted, we have to work outside. Okay. So they set up coaching classes. So good, fine. Coaching class means that they used to teach students who are trying to get admission in the engineering colleges. And so when I asked how is it going, they told not very well. So are you making any money? No. Then what's the use of wasting your time? Okay, fine, join the temple. So six of them, was it six of you all? Krishna Kishore was the ringleader. So they moved into Ujjain temple. Another group of devotees also developed youngsters' involvement. In London, there was these young boys and girls, those who got very involved in the Save the Manor campaign. We are about to, the city or the council was trying to close down our temple in London, North London, the manor, Bhaktivedanta Manor. So there was a big protest which was going on for a long time. And these youngsters from London, they were very much involved. And some of them were even thinking of becoming violent. And so when I got to know that, I just told them, no, don't do that. Rather, we make our spiritual progress by practicing it sincerely and preaching to others. And in this way, this youth group started a program called the Pandav Sena. And this is how the youth in London became organized. And one of the leading devotees from Pandav Sena came to India. I brought him to India, Dina Krishna. And he went to Surat, and devotees like Shubal Sham got acquainted with him, and they started this Pandav Sena program in Surat. And that also brought quite a lot of youth into Krishna consciousness. So this way, youth are getting involved and they are becoming inspired, because Krishna consciousness is so inspiring. It's just a matter of giving them the taste of it. Like so many of you have joined. Why did you join? Did you get any money? Did you get any other facility? Did you get a prospect of getting a good job? No. Why did you get involved in Krishna consciousness in your student days? Because you found that it is worthwhile involvement. So if you became inspired, that shows that others are also going to be inspired. Many others also get to be inspired. So that's why it is important that we have to continue the mission by spreading this movement. Meaning, bring others in to the fold. So, although in one hand we are making a condition that you have to work for 2 years at least, but this we ask you to do for your own benefit. Because if you join the movement right after finishing your studies, then in future, if you want to take up a job, it will be difficult to get a job. But if you have 2 years involvement, working, then there is a gap. If there is a gap of 2-3 years, then if you want to take up a job, it will be easier to get a job. That's one of the reasons. Because not that every one of you will become fully committed to Krishna consciousness. Some of you will get married. Some of you will need to earn money to maintain your family. So for that, the preparation should be there. But at least for a few years, just commit yourself to Krishna consciousness. And what needs to be done? Like the other day I was reflecting on that you see, in Europe and America, many young boys and girls are joining the Muslim terrorist groups. They're leaving everything and going to Middle East, getting training to become terrorists. Why? You know why? Because youth want excitement. And if there is something exciting, they will commit into that. It's exciting. I will go and become a terrorist. I'll get involved in jihad and establish Islam all over the world. A mission they have taken. Whether that mission is going to benefit the world or not, that is not their consideration. They think about doing something immediately. Similarly, in India also, you have seen, when India was under the British rule, so many youth got involved in similar kind of terrorist movements. Like, they wanted to free India. And even when Gandhi came, it's the youth who actually joined with him. Millions of youth. Now, Prabhupada, for example, Prabhupada was involved in Gandhi's non-violent movement. As a young man, he was only about still in college at that time, or out of the college. So youth need excitement, and we have to create that excitement. Like, we can consider also how communism spread in Russia. Lenin inspired the youth. Most of the people were fed up with Tsar's atrocities. And they naturally responded, we must get rid of him. The day Tsar, I think, I forgot his name, the last Tsar of Russia, the day he was being coronated, they were distributing food and drink. Now, something like they arranged to distribute, say, maybe 50,000. I don't exactly know the number. But many more came. And as a result of that, there was a stampede. People are just dying to trying to get the food and drink, a bottle of wine or something. And there was a massive stampede, and thousands of people died in the stampede. When the news was brought to the Tsar, he was dancing and didn't pay any heed. So many people died the day of his coronation, the day when he is being coronated to be the next Tsar, when thousands of people are dying out of stampede. He was just dancing in the ballroom with his bride, with his wife. So this is how people became fed up with the atrocities. And when the move actually started, who took that mission forward? The youth. When the army was built to go against the Tsar, it was the youth who joined and toppled the government, toppled the Tsar. So all the great achievements in the world has been achieved by youth. By the youth of that country. Now, Krishna consciousness is something which is giving the real solution to the world. Therefore, those of you who have become convinced about Krishna consciousness as the solution to this world's problem, commit yourself into it. Do things to spread this movement. And I started this program of this conference call to the youth mainly to give you an idea what to do, how to go forward, what to do. Because that's the thing, the youth will get involved, but the elderly ones have to give them the guidance. The youth of America was there, but Prabhupada was giving them the guidance, what to do. And that is, I think, we have to do. We have to tell you. Tell you means we have to create the opportunities for you to do things. And anyway, in a meeting like this, probably we can't make our agenda, what we're going to do. But one thing I can assure you, that at least I'm seriously considering what should be our step forward. In simple words, we can also say one thing, that Prabhupada is saying that 50% of his work is, that hasn't been done, is to establish Varnashram. Now, if we look at it, Prabhupada also said, those who won't become devotees, for them we need Varnashram. That means the entire population that won't become devotees. Right? For them we need Varnashram. Varnashram is not just one few handful of people in one little farm community or something creating Varnashram. No, that's not how the Varnashram will be established. Varnashram, okay, to establish Varnashram, let us look what it actually means. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. So Prabhupada admitted that he is creating the Brahmanas. ISKCON is actually the institution that will create Brahmanas. ISKCON is for the Brahmanas or Vaishnavas, devotees. So Brahmanas are there. And today, the whole world practically became Sudra. So the whole world has become Sudra, and ISKCON is creating Brahmanas. And in that community of Sudras, there are some Vaishyas, those who are running businesses, Vaishyas. Right or wrong, whether they are running their business in the right way or wrong way, that is not the thing, but the Vaishyas are there. Then what is actually lacking? Kshatriya. Now, can the Kshatriya function? Or rather, what do we need for making Kshatriyas? The Kshatriyas, you know what is the nature of a Kshatriya? First consideration is that a Kshatriya gets things by his power. Krishna wanted to marry Rukmini. Did Krishna make a proposal to Rukmini's father? And arrangements were made? No. Krishna went? Okay. Picked her up and challenged. Okay, if anybody wants to give an opposition, come, fight. So that is the Kshatriya nature. Vaishyas buy with money. Brahmanas get things by begging. But Kshatriyas take things by grabbing. Now, in this democratic world, is there any room for Kshatriya? Okay, that's one nature of the Kshatriya. Kshatriya is, he gets what he wants. Kshatriya wants others should be surrendered to him. And those who surrender, Kshatriya gives him protection. Okay, you are surrendered to me, don't worry. I will give my life and give you protection. So in the democratic world, there is no room for the Kshatriyas. In this democratic world, only the mafias are the Kshatriyas. We can say, get the semblance of the Kshatriyas in the mafias. You know the mafias? Mafias are the Italian gangsters in America. They have their groups. And their thing is that you are with me, I'll give you protection, you pay me tax. Yeah. Kshatriya collects tax and gets give protection. Why the mafias? Because the Kshatriyas do not have the opportunity to function. In order for Kshatriyas to function, there should be free world. The most powerful will have the possession. There is a Sanskrit word, Birobhogga Boshundhara. This earth is enjoyed by the braves and heroes. Like we can see the Kshatriyas would fight to protect their kingdom. Or to get others' kingdom, they would go and fight and get it. But that is the problem in today's world. The democracy, by popular vote, the leaders are elected. These leaders are not powerful individuals. The leaders are not trained to rule. They become leaders. Somehow or other, most of the time, by deception, they win the vote, get into power. And the result is, there is no proper guidance, no proper leadership. Of course, now I must admit, Narendra Modi is a good leader. As a matter of fact, I think India for the first time got a leader in Narendra Modi. After the British rule, India became independent, but India didn't get a leader. Gandhi was not a leader. Nehru was not a leader. All these people, those who became the prime ministers, none of them are actually leaders. They didn't take a stand and wanted to say that this is what I want and this is what I'm going to do. They just came, sat in that seat and collected money for their family and future generations. Then they left. But he is different. Anyway, let us see for how long he will last. And what happens to India when he goes? In that respect, I can say that Prabhupada actually mentioned in one of his Bengali poetry, Vaishishtakshtakam, that he wrote on his Guru Maharaj's Vaspuja, when the ministers, Vaishnavas will become prime ministers, getting the vote of the people. Prabhupada could foresee. Yes, Vaishnavas will become the ministers, prime ministers, and presidents in different countries. And that is not difficult. I mean, I'm quite confident that it will happen. It will happen. The way Krishna consciousness is spreading, a time will come when millions of people will become devotees of Krishna, when millions of people will become followers of Srila Prabhupada. And then if we have our candidate, they'll naturally give the vote to that person, that devotee. It will happen. Now, how to make that happen? Yes, I think we have to seriously consider that. In a democratic age, we have to follow the system of democracy. System of democracy is, by election, you select a leader. And who gets the maximum vote wins the election. So, okay, let the most of the people become Krishna conscious. Then naturally, a Krishna conscious leader will come into power. And he will rule according to Krishna's instruction. And then only Varnashram can be established. In simple words, I can say the way I see it, those who will become ministers, they're Brahmanas. Prabhupada also, when he went to meet Indira Gandhi, Prabhupada actually made a plan of presentation. The ministers should be Brahmanas. Brahmana means they are not going to be interested in financial deals. They won't deal with money. They will simply advise, they will simply give guidance. And the administration can be handed over to the military. And we can see they are so capable, they are so competent, they are so disciplined. Even in India, when you go into a military barrack, cantonment, it looks like it's another country, it's not India. Everything is so spick and span. Everything is in such order. Yes, because these people are so capable. They know how to manage. So hand over the management to them. That is the business of the Kshatriya. Manage and protect and establish law and order. So they can do these three things very, very nicely. Internally, they'll establish law and order. Externally, they'll protect the country from enemy attack. And they will manage. So, the point is, in this way, I'm confident that in due course of time, yes, at least in countries like India, Krishna conscious government will be established. But for that, we have to be prepared ourselves. We have to be prepared. We have to prepare ourselves. And I'm sure when we have a mission like that, how do you feel? If you have an agenda like that, how many of you would feel like just leaving everything behind and committing yourself into that? Was it serious? Thank you. So anyway, so this is how we have to have proper agenda to get involved and establish Krishna consciousness. That is the responsibility we have. Devotees should dominate the scene. Prabhupada mentioned in the same poetry that the judges will go to the court wearing Vaishnav Tilak. And the prime ministers and presidents of the country will be elected by vote. So that is the clear agenda that we have. So let's try to achieve that. And as I said, we have the responsibility to guide you. Let's do this. Let's do that. It don't happen overnight. Whatever we want to do won't happen overnight. It will take years. It may take even generations, but doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Let's start it. Like there is one story I read a long time ago. It was in our Hindi book, Hindi textbook. A very old man was planting some trees, fruit trees. So somebody came and asked him, "Why are you planting these trees? Like, you are so old. Like, you won't be able to get the harvest." He said, "Doesn't matter. The next generation will get the fruits." So we should not think whether we are going to reap the harvest ourselves. We should think that someday some people are going to benefit from that. Our posterity will benefit from that. Our future generations will benefit from that. So, is Shiva here? The next program is Shiva's singing. Oh, I see. Okay. 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 Fine. So, does anybody have any question? Okay. Yes.
Guru Maharaj, as times are changing, newer strategies of preaching have been evolved. Like we see that in the recent decade or so, there is also preaching through social media, through internet, and through reaching out to so many people who may not directly come in our contact. Mass media and other things. So, what would be your advice on how we can use mass media and...
Just like, you see, when there was a time when preaching used to take place just by individually speaking, right? Then came the books, right? A greater dimension of reaching the audience. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took advantage of that. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada took advantage of that. So now that the media has become the social media has become the mode of effective mode of communication, yes, we must take advantage of that. We'll take advantage of everything that is applicable in propagation of Krishna consciousness. Alright? Yes, we'll do. And you all think, you all are computer experts, computer engineers, computer scientists. So you all figure out how you're going to use the mass media, the social media for mass propagation. Yes, do that. I heard Narendra Modi took advantage of the social media in order to win the election. He even took advantage of what's it called? That hologram? Like, he was not there, but people saw Narendra Modi on the stage. We see that. I don't know whether you have that in Indian airports. In some airports, you see somebody speaking. When you go close, then you see it's not the person. It's just some laser arrangement that gives the impression of that person. So yes, take advantage of that. Why not? the demons will manufacture and we will utilize. Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. My son is 6 years old, Guru Maharaj. And we shifted from one place to another. We shifted to Pune to get him admitted to Vidya Ashram and then Guru Guru. Like we both want him to give his life to stop. I mean, I should not say this, but it would be his decision. But now, as you have told, SCON is making Brahmins one thing. And the second thing, we notice that we both, myself and my wife, that our son has that, although he's 6 years, but our son has that Kshatriya kind of quality. So this is the second thing. So third thing comes, mixing both of these, like, what should be our strategy now? Not only for us.
Well, send him to the military school. Yes, those who have propensities like that, yes, let them get trained up accordingly. Well, I mean, when one is 6 years old, it's very difficult to make out what his propensity is. So let him at least reach the age of 10 or 12. Then you can figure out where do you want to direct him. Okay? Right now, if he's going to Gurukul, that's very good. Next question. Bhakta Das. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. On one side, we see that not all will take to Krishna consciousness. Thus, how will devotees be in majority and devotee leader will be elected? Not that everybody has to become Vaishnava. To become a leader, one the major. You see, leader can be a Vaishnava. But others can support that leader. Right? One can appreciate the Krishna conscious principle or Vedic principle. Right? One may not become a full-time devotee chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles. But one can be sympathetic towards Krishna consciousness. You get the point? And that is how it will happen. Alright? Vinodini Radhika. Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Like Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, Vaishnav bhot loya rashtrapati hobby. Thank you for giving the Bengali version of it. Very good. So the point she actually quoted that particular phrase that Srila Prabhupada. Vaishnav bhot loya rashtrapati hobe. A Vaishnav leader will become a rashtrapati or head of the state by getting vote. But as you mentioned, this will require our commitment in order to make this happen in the near future. How should we therefore take the first step? What should be the first step? Okay, so what should be the first step? Start reading Prabhupada's books. That's the first step. First you have to understand what Prabhupada wanted. How Krishna conscious government should be established. So that's the first step. And if you want to know the second step, then I will say the second step will be to form a political party. not under the banner of ISKCON, because ISKCON should not get into politics. But those who are inspired by that, they should form a Krishna-conscious political party. And that is how things are going to happen. But for that also we need guidance and organization.